They're not searching for survivors anymore. It's a search for the dead. Three bodies are somewhere underneath this concrete. We're told a two-year-old boy was killed in this Russian airstrike.
There's at least three bodies still under the rubble, including kids. Shelling makes our work very complicated. Even the center of town was hit. It's very difficult to work in such conditions.
Under the sound of constant artillery fire, they continue to work. The shockwaves from the nearby artillery and rockets shake the already fragile building.
When it happened, the man covered the boy with his body. The child was in very bad condition. The head was injured. The older guy died. Other people who were sitting on a bench had time to get into the basement, so they survived.
We've just buried my friend. He was 43 years old. We've just come from the cemetery, and tomorrow we're burying members of my family.
This town of 70,000 has seen most of the population leave. In the east, the Russian military have been gaining ground.
Nowhere in Bakhmut is safe, and many people have become desensitized to the constant sound of artillery and shellfire. But unlike other large cities, the emergency services here are really struggling to deal with the destruction and casualties as a result of this war.
Another strike on a residential building. In the early hours of the morning, a missile hit directly in front of here, ripping through the apartments. The mayor has told residents to evacuate. Now they're in a rush to leave. Scary and terrible, this woman says. Those that remain have a choice. Evacuate from the town or hope to survive the Russian military onslaught. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Bakhmut.